Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this.
ITC Great Plains, part of the nation's largest independent electricity transmission company, owns, operates, and maintains key portions of the high-voltage transmission system in southeast Oklahoma. ITC Great Plains is proud to support the young men and women of the Oklahoma FFA and 4-H, and to sponsor reports from the 2016 Oklahoma Youth Expo, the world's largest junior livestock show. To learn more about us, visit ITCTransCo.com. That's ITCTransCo.com. ITC. Your energy superhighway.
Spring is right around the corner. Are you ready to take care of your projects that have been piling up? P&K can help with a John Deere 3032E tractor. You'll get 32 horsepower of pure ready-to-work muscle. And the best part is, we'll top it off with a $3,200 discount and low-rate financing. So don't miss out. Let the P&K sales team kickstart your productivity this spring. Because in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 5/2/16. Finance offer subject to approved credit. Residency restrictions apply. Must be a resident of Oklahoma or Arkansas. Other restrictions may also apply. CP&K for details.
Our cattle futures generally under pressure today. Feeder cattle were anywhere from $10 to $1.27 lower. Most of the strength was on the front end, with October only down 10 cents, November down 52, January, March, and April 75, 120, and 127. So spring months were under pressure, but the front end October only slightly lower. It is at a discount to the cash feeder cattle index. 130.94 as of yesterday, down 37 cents. So about $4 below where the index is at this point on that October feeder. We still have a few weeks till expiration there. Live cattle were under pressure the most in October, which is the front month, at 102.15, down 70. Decent Feb, down about 20. April, down 55. Cash trade this week looks like it's going to be from 102 to 103. So 102 yesterday in Kansas, down about a dollar from the previous week. So really disappointing cash trade there to finish the week where we were. The futures market is about in line with where the cash is. If you go out to next summer, June and August, we're in the mid-90s on those live cattle contracts. So the market going out there is already quite a bit lower than where the 102 front month is at this time. Hogs, which have sold off so much, were actually up today, up $1.70 and 43.17 for December.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Grains generally lower today and everything but the soybeans. Soybeans are up 2 to 2.5 cents. They did trade lower for the most part all day until right at the end they did bounce a touch. Corn down 6 cents. The wheat futures erased yesterday's gain. Chicago closed down about 8.5 cents. Kansas City down about 9.5 cents. Cotton futures were slightly lower. December 16 down 27 at 67. 55 there on the December contract. Now all eyes on this ag market right now seem to be focused on what's going on out in the near Florida and Hurricane Matthew. If it does hit landfall here in the next couple days, it'll be the largest one since Wilma in 2005 to hit that part of the coast. Farmers down there are really anticipating it affecting what harvest is going to do to the cotton crop along with other crops and the amount of rainfall. They've already gotten a lot of rainfall, so what additional rainfall will be pushed on them at that point, it could be detrimental to the overall crop. The futures market at this point really isn't reflecting much going on, just looking at the cotton futures there. There were some export sales overnight, 258,000 metric tons of beans to unknown, and then we sold some hard red winter wheat to Morocco, about 110,000 metric tons. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.